Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Virginia's for Trenders, courtesy of Johnny Davis, part of the license plate suite.
Yeah,
Virginia is what a state slogan, you know.
The road trip continues.
Is there? I mean, nothing.
Why is
Virginia for lovers?
Yeah, like why? I'm curious, and we guess we find out they created in 1968. Mm-hmm. They've been in 1969, the Virginia State Travel Service, now the Virginia Tourism Corporation, adopted Virginia's for Lovers slogan, and the first, there's no...
Nothing. It was part of a feature in Modern Bride as part of a marketing campaign.
What happened?
But it's interesting that it has lasted throughout the hippie movement, like it, because they dropped it at the height of like... hippiedom, right? 68,
right.
Or maybe, I don't know if that was the height. I don't know shit about that time, but
interesting. I think this is the deal. It's because in the beginning, this these sort of advertisers were saying like it's got everything. Like Virginia's for history lovers, it's for beach lovers, it's for mountain lovers, and then they're like, it's too broad. Let's just make it even more broad. Just call it for lovers.
Yeah,
but now I'm thinking like that's where you go to for like you know,
to get it in.
But nasty sex, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, get wild, get freaky.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I've always gone.
I can only have sex in Virginia. Yeah. Well, I think we all know that, right?
It's a hell of a curse. Yeah. That would be, they should sponsor some content based on that, like a rom-com about somebody who can only have sexual relations in Virginia.
Oh, yeah. I mean, starring
Josh Hartnett. For 40 days, only for 40 days, but they can't do it.
Yeah, the sexiest ice thing I've ever seen indeed is the Luray Caverns in Virginia. So
I don't know what those are.
No, you'd know if you saw them because you would only be able to have sex in Virginia after that.
That's right. Well, Devin Nunez is trending. This was
Nooners.
Somebody whose name we were mentioning a lot at in the early days of the Trump administration,
yeah.
Because he coming into the Trump administration, he was known for being like very friendly with Vladimir Putin. And then suddenly when Trump got elected, he was very friendly to Trump. And, you know, this was one of the pieces of, you know, like I feel like in retrospect, like still is pretty, pretty weird.
Yeah, he's moving on. I mean, yes, we remember when he like was like, oh, I have stuff from my position as the Intelligence Committee chair to completely meddle in any kind of investigation. And remember, he was like, well, they got their report. We got our memo. Remember the memo back then when he's like, oh, wait, you see our memo. It's way worse than the thing of like a compilation of facts. So the thing is, he is now moving on to greener pastures. And by greener pastures, I mean an absolute mistake, because he is leaving Congress to be the CEO of Trump's new media company. That's apparently valued at $1 billion. Not sure where they got that. But just looking at his Trump's track record with anything that's called a company, I don't know if that's a good career pivot for you, Devin. But I also understand why you're shook as fuck, because you saw the new districts in California and realized where you usually get your votes. Starting to look a little bit harder for someone of your ideological bend. So I think that's what's really going on.
Is there a like redistricting that's actually positive for non-conservatives?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. It's like it's a fucking bad. Everybody's, you know, it's everybody's gerrymandering. Everybody's Mandarin. But in that sense, I think just with the census and things, that also kind of affects different districts differently, too. But yeah, I think he also just found himself in a position where he's like, well, I don't want to have to like prove I'm worthy of a vote. So I'll just go to this terrible abuser that says he has a job for me.
Yeah, it usually doesn't end up too good for
anyone,
like literally anybody who's ever kind of hitched their wagon to him, except for his daughter. And
even then, you could argue, you know, how is she really doing?
Yeah, how is she? How's she feeling about her choices?
With her haunted doll of a husband.
I do think, I don't know, after that Atlantic article about how Trump is in a better position to overturn the results of a election now in 2024 than he was in 2020. I think anybody who's holding out hope that he's not going to be the nominee is lying to themselves. And I think he's in a good position to win. So,
and by win, we mean just overturn, like no matter what happens, it's going to. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, no matter what, even if he doesn't win, he's going to win. He wins.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a very frightening dark prospect. Time. Yeah. But again, it's like, you're like, why is the Atlantic sounding the alarm rather than people in Congress? Rather than, you know, aside from these, like, man, you know, whatever. It's just all the lack of urgency should be frightening to people.
Yeah. That article, I think you mentioned it on this morning's episode, but it's what's it called? It's like January 6th was a test run or something.
Yeah, it's something like his second coup has already begun. I don't know. There's like a whole series of the Atlantic just saying like, hey, here are all the reasons you should not feel good about an election happening anytime soon, because there's actual ghosts and spooky people who have managed to make their way into positions of power as it relates to election results.
Ukraine is trending. It seems like Vladimir Putin has his eyes set on the Ukraine border.
Getting
ready to invade, start a war, all sorts of horrifying shit. Biden warned him that any fuckery will lead to economic sanctions and other responses.
It's more tension in that region again. And Biden remembers well, because he was in the fucking White House in 2014 when things started falling apart over there. Meanwhile, it's just funny because the Ukrainian government's official Twitter account, they're just shit posting on Maine right now. Like, they're posting memes about different kinds of, it was like types of headaches chart. And it was like tension headache, blah, blah, blah. And like one that was like red over the entire head diagram was like sharing a border with Russia. And you're like, wow, just, I get it. It's 2021. That's just all we know. We just know how to shit post through it. But yeah, it's definitely, we'll see where this goes, what this is meant for, you know, if Putin is doing this to try and leverage some other kind of decision or favorable treatment in another arena. But yeah, you don't like to see a troop build up on a border ever, really.
Yeah, especially when it's a dictator, you know.
Especially somebody who's already tried it.
Right.
You know, and has been, you know, slowly trying to shift the goalposts. I mean, they already took Crimea, so it's keep your eyes peeled.
Meadows is trending. I'm assuming just because these are good places to relax, just kind of chase butterflies around. Look at that. Oh. It's actually Mark Meadows.
Ah, damn it.
You know, we had been talking last week, I think it was, about how anybody who's worried about Trump just needs to know that the Democrats have Mark Meadows in their crosshairs, yep. And he has decided to cooperate. And so we're good. We're good here. Okay.
Exactly. Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney make their new names fucking Geppetto, the way they're playing this dude like a little puppet right now.
And his name is trending because in an about face that has shocked.
Shocked MSNBC.
Yeah, MSNBC only. He has decided to halt cooperation with the January 6th committee. He already released a book and then said it was fake news within like a 12-hour span of one another. So it's his own book called it fake news. So I did not have high hopes that once he had a once Donald Trump had a word with him that he was going to still have any sort of backbone.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. I mean, when you're on Newsmax and you're like, what about the part where you said that Trump actually knew he had COVID? And he's like, nah.
Yeah. Nah. I said he had a negative test.
No, I'm dumb is what you don't understand. Like, don't listen to me.
Yeah.
I'm gross and I smell, my armpits smell. Yeah. My biceps are not like Christmas hams. Okay. Unrelated thing to say. But yeah, I think this is the one spot of good news, I think, on the other side. I mean, I don't even know what's good news anymore, but it's the words out of the committee, the Jan 6 investigative committee, they've said that former Vice President Mike Pence's former chief of staff has been very cooperative. But I don't know what that means.
Singing like a Mariah Canary.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know why I said that.
You did it. Yeah. You did it.
Yeah. So I said that, and I'm proud that I said that. That was funny that I said that. good wordplay, and I'm going to sleep well tonight. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with more Mariah Carey puns.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and Dan Crenshaw is trending because he is calling people in the Freedom Caucus grifters. He's calling them out on their shit.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he isn't in the Freedom Caucus. But
yeah, I mean, he's saying he gave some like talk somewhere in Texas over the weekend or the end of last week where he was saying like, we've got grifters in our midst. And he's like, and they're in the Freedom Caucus. That means like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar, Matt Gaetz, you know, Boebert, all that, you know, like the scummy of the scum. And, you know, it's a lot of people were like, dude, you're calling them performance artists. You did like a fucking weird action movie.
Avengers.
Like thing where you halo jumped out of a fucking plane and then like smashed Antifa like with your balls through a windshield. Like this fucking... Shut up, fool. We're not impressed. But what's interesting is the infighting that this has caused, because I believe Boebert has already called for someone to primary Dan Crenshaw. And you love to see it. You really do. You love to see these carcinogenic fucking losers go after each other for the I Want More Airtime awards. And I don't know, like on one hand, I don't know if he's like trying to just say like, that's not a winning strategy to just have people say like the worst shit all the time and like to kind of go back to the age of pretend we're not racists. But either way, like you look at Dan Crenshaw, you're like, I'm sorry, you're righteous suddenly because you like to cozy up with the fascist elements too.
Well, I mean, the speech is interesting because he's like talking about how we got performance artists here. Yeah. They're a bunch of, you know, they're just doing it for the cameras. But then his like proof point is like they didn't vote with Trump that much.
I think that's where it's not clear if he knows how to get the message across that he's trying to. Are they bad for the party? Are they bad for elections? Or are you just like hating because they're getting all the airtime right now? And you're like, hey, I let Pete Davidson rip on me a little bit.
Right.
Huh? And that guy's with Kim Kardashian. Let's not forget that's worth talking about, huh, folks? But either way, it's causing more drama. And sure, just go fucking go fight each other, please.
Yeah. Elon Musk is trending because he knows how to play the mainstream media like a fucking fiddle. He just did a long, wide-ranging interview wherein he said Neuralink, the brain chip that he plans to put in people's brains, we'll start implanting chips in humans in 2022, which is later than he hoped. So not only is that shockingly soon, he's not even trying that hard. And like, frankly, if these lazy fucking workers would actually listen to him, they would have been doing it in 2015.
Probably. But you know how it is when you got broke people trying to help you put chips in people's brains. I'm really curious, though. The breakdown when this, because you know there's so many Musk stands out there, the crossover of anti-vaxxer people who want a Neuralink chip in their brain.
Right.
Yeah. You'd be like, no, that's different though. You're literally putting a microchip in your brain.
Yeah, but like Bill Gates didn't like tell us he was doing that when he injected it in the vaccine. What? So
it's just about knowing when there's a chip? Yeah. And also like, I won't need a key for my Tesla if I have this in there.
What is the what's he promising that it's going to like make you smart or some shit?
I think it's just to like make your, you know, reactions better. You can like interact with fucking like computers and shit.
Cool. That's why, because I just need more computer time, more implanting people to simultaneously record and stimulate brain activity.
Yeah.
Medical applications such as treating serious spinal cord injuries and neurological disorders. Okay. I mean, if doctors think that's a good idea, hell yeah.
No, I don't think anyone, like, in terms of what I think the initial phases of like what that possibility is, but I think down the road, people are like truly being like, and you won't need your fucking hands for anything because your brain chip is going to connect and be like, change channel. So,
right. Yeah. I just love this motherfucker always talking about how soon he's going to do something and then blaming his workers for not doing it fast enough.
Right.
20,000 MG is trending because an 850-pound weed brownie has been baked.
Yeah, and it contains 20,000 milligrams of THC. That's a lot, considering that on average, people say 10 milligrams is where you probably want to start off with and to get a buzz, or maybe smaller depending on how sensitive you are. So it was a very big publicity stunt for like the launch of a new, I guess, like sort of edibles company. Sure. But like true drug dealers, they will break this 850-pound brick down and process that into smaller bags and then distribute that to medical patients in Massachusetts. But
so one of the things, one of the problems with their plan here of doing like special thing is they didn't know, they didn't do the research to find out what color brownies were supposed to be.
Yeah.
This thing looks like a giant piece of charcoal.
Yeah.
It I don't know if that's because they had to burn it to like get it cooked through because it's so massive.
Yeah. Like you think like the outside pieces are like the worst fucking ones.
Right.
It's like, oh God, it's fucking just burnt to shit. I mean, it looks like if you were like at some, like people were laying asphalt or something and they messed up and they're like, oh shit, just put that chunk over there of asphalt.
Yeah.
But it looks terrible. It's a brownie. Yeah. No one ever said weed edibles had to look good.
That's true. Are weed brownies, like, do they tend to be the color of a Pepto-Bismol shit?
You know, it all depends, right? Because people can make infused butters and oils or whatever as like your THC delivery mechanism. So there are definitely high-minded edibles, like, gastronomic art pieces that also contain THC, but this
activated
looks like
charcoal weed brownie. That's what this looks like.
This just looks like a fucking big old
doo-doo
sponge. So, all right, whatever. And also, I'm a little dubious. How dense is that? Based on that picture we're seeing with the scientists, like the technicians in front of it, that's 850 pounds?
Yeah, that seems like it might be the densest
material
thing on Earth.
Yeah.
Period.
Because it looks like the size of like me in the fetal position.
Right. Yeah.
So if
and
that's the
shape
case,
you do fold up into a perfect cube. So
perfect cube, you know, just mimicking my birth.
For some reason, we do let Oreos get away with being chocolate and also the color of charcoal. Like, so maybe people don't mind if you have a brownie that is jet black, but
I think maybe because we're brownie fans, we're looking at this and like, that's no brownie.
Yeah, that might be it.
Is this your king? This piece of acrid shit?
Yeah. Anyways, so. Somebody eat this whole thing. Let us know how.
thing and say hi to Bob Marley for us.
Yeah. Let us know in 20 years when you're no longer high how it was. All right. Well, those are the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Yep. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.